Morning. Have you ever had one of those experiences where your parents told you to do something that you really didn't want to do, but it ended up being good for you in the long run? I'm sure you have. Perhaps your parents made you run cross country and you ended up all conference. Maybe not. Perhaps your parents made you take band or try out for tour choir, and it ended up becoming one of your favorite extracurriculars. Oftentimes, we know from our own experience that our parents know best. In God's Word for this morning, we get an inside look into the Lord God's calling of the prophet Jeremiah and His calling of you. Much like ourselves at times when we react to our parents' commands, Jeremiah did not want to obey his spiritual parent. And he thought he had some pretty good excuses, but thankfully, the Father knew best. We read from Jeremiah 1, verses 4 to 8. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I, Jeremiah, said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." At the time of Jeremiah, the nations of Judah and Israel had once again fallen into open idol worship. Along with the heathen nations of the world, Judah and Israel, now they needed that word of God being preached in its truth and purity, and they needed it more than ever. The world was a despicable and sinful place. And of course that resonates with us. Our nation too once prided itself as having Christian morals and values, and many other countries in the world outright deny Christianity or even the existence of God altogether. So you know exactly how Jeremiah felt. We're living in those same kinds of desperate times. God's word is at a premium. It's very hard to find it in its truth these days. And that's why Jehovah God called Jeremiah to be his prophet all those years ago, and that's why he calls you today. To proclaim the word of God to a world that desperately needs to hear it. God told Jeremiah that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Do you ever feel alone? Maybe like nobody understands you? Ever feel empty or worthless? Like you don't have a purpose? Well, you know that feeling is a lie. It comes from the effect of sin in the world, like a cancer infecting anything and everything in this earthly life, and it's awful. And every time we sin, we know that we hurt our own relationship with God. The devil, the world, and our sinful flesh loves to make us feel worthless, loves to make us feel like we're all alone. But God's word reminds us of the depth of the truth of His love. He knew you before He formed you in the womb. So look at the delicate attention and detailed craftsmanship that God uses to create human beings at the moment of conception. Before you were conceived, before your father met your mother, before their parents met, before all the events that had to happen just perfectly so that you could exist. Before all that, God knew you. Now Jeremiah had an incredibly important job ahead of him. He was to be a prophet to the nations. Now that word prophet can be a bit intimidating at times. Usually we think of some old fellas in the Old Testament, maybe with long beards and big robes for telling the future. But really, the word prophet simply means someone who speaks for God. In that sense, we are all prophets. In fact, the literal translation of the Greek word means to carry before oneself. Have you ever been to a baseball game or another major sporting event? If you have, you've no doubt seen food vendors there, catering their wares around the stadium. Imagine a vendor selling popcorn out of a tray right in front of him. He carries it around the stadium yelling, "Popcorn! Get your popcorn here." Well, if you can imagine that, that's not a bad picture of what a prophet does. Yet instead of offering popcorn or other foods, a prophet is offering God's word. And instead of selling it, we're giving it away. Now, Jeremiah mentions his poor speaking ability and his age as reasons why he thinks that this is a bad idea. But God, of course, knows that this is a foolish argument. But we have our own excuses oftentimes, don't we? When you don't take the opportunity to share God's word with a friend or neighbor, what do you say to yourself? Maybe you think, well, they wouldn't come to church anyways. Or maybe you think, I wouldn't know what to say. But remember, God has called you to preach God's word, not to predict whether or not you think that word will have effect on someone's heart. Remember, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. And remember, God's word shall not return to him empty, but it shall accomplish that which he purposes, and shall succeed in the thing for which he sent it, Isaiah 55:11. And remember, you should not be anxious about how you should speak or what you should say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you, Matthew 10. So this is not mere human words that has been given to us to preach to all nations. This is the good news of Christ crucified for the world. It's the gospel. It's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So God rebukes Jeremiah's excuses and ours. He says, "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak." God knows everything about you. He knows you better than yourself. He knows that you deserve eternity in hell. He knows how much you depend on him for eternal salvation, for daily life, for everything. He knows that you're a sinful being. He knows that you can do nothing on your own. He knows that you're totally unqualified to be a prophet for him. But God tells Jeremiah, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." And we know that on our own, none of us are qualified to be God's prophets, much less be God's children. But none of that matters, because God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And you have been called. You've been called through the Holy Spirit, through the means of grace, through the gospel message of Christ crucified for your sins. Your call to proclaim God's word to all the world, it isn't about you, the messenger. It's all about Christ in the word, the message. And over a period of 50 years, Jeremiah never stopped proclaiming God's word, which was placed into his mouth. His calling was his life. And so is ours. So is yours. Your calling as God's prophet qualifies you to invite friends and neighbors to church. It qualifies you to travel to Africa or Nepal or India or our other CLC mission efforts. And most importantly, your calling qualifies you as God's forgiven child, despite our sinful shortcomings. So remember, Father knows best. Amen. We sing this morning the words of hymn 294, verses 1 and 4.